Despite Casson's confidence in his case against Carella and Marchetti, the public remained dubious, at least as far as I could tell from casual conversations and overheard remarks. A vendor at the Rialto food market said to a housewife buying tomatoes, "Who but a fool would believe two Venetians burned the Fenice? Venetians, no less." The housewife nodded. "It's crazy. And for so little money," said the vendor. "But even if it was for a fortune, no, to burn down the Fenice? It's unthinkable." The Venetian penchant for conspiracy theories was not satisfied by the notion that two young men had torched the Fenice to avoid a small penalty. There had to be something much bigger and more secretive behind it. The Mafia was still a prime suspect for many people, if they believed it was arson at all. One person who did not believe it was arson was the man whose photographs had ironically been used by the experts to prove that it had been. The photographer, Graziano Arici, had been walking through Campo San Fantin on his way to dinner the night of the fire when he smelled smoke, saw flames, and ran home to get his camera. His pictures were studied not only by Casson's experts, but by the prosecutor in body who had compared them with pictures of the fire that had been set by arsonists at the Petruzzelli Opera House and found an eerie similarity. "It was only because I had broken up with my girlfriend a few hours earlier that I happened to see the fire," Arici told me. "I walked her to the Vaporetto, and instead of going with her to Mestre, I came back home and was on my way to having dinner alone." Arici invited me to look at his photographs at his studio on the ground floor of Count Girolamo Marcello's palace, barely 100 yards from the Fenice. An engaging, gray-bearded man, Arici sat at a computer, nimbly manipulating a keyboard and mouse, arranging and rearranging his images of the fire on his monitor, zooming in and out. The photographs showed the fire spreading rapidly from left to right. "They claim these pictures prove arson," Arici said, "because there was a firewall dividing that floor in two, and it didn't seem to slow down the flashover. So one of the experts figured that the fire must have been set in at least two places, possibly even three places, and of course that would have meant arson. But I think that's nonsense. What if the fire doors had been left open? What about the stacks of wood and the heaps of sawdust and wood chips? They could easily have caught fire in an accident." "So what do you think happened?" I asked. "Well, maybe the electricians wanted to dry something and used a heater or a blowtorch. They had an accident. Maybe they tried to put the fire out and couldn't, and then they got scared and ran. That would explain why they tried to make people believe they had left the theater an hour earlier than they did. Casson probably accused them of arson, hoping they would tell him about the accident if there was one and get a lighter sentence for negligence, fleeing the fire, and not reporting it. But who knows, I'm only a photographer.